Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all walk together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.
When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So, Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.
Wake up, this is your wake-up call. Get up, you've been sleeping on yourself too long.
Wake up. This is your Cup of Joe Variety Show, where we will have dad jokes, inspiration, music, and so much more. Well, let's get this show on the road. I am your co-host, Seymour, and I want to introduce the man with the plan, the man of the hour, Joe Moore.
Thank you. Please. You all are way too kind. Yeah. Make some noise in the building. I feel the love in here. All right, y'all, go on, settle down. Yeah. Settle down in here.
Well, we are back again. The Cup of Joe is now the Cup of Joe Variety Show. And now I can't go anywhere without introducing my co-host, Seymour.
Oh, thank you. You are way too kind. Thank you all.
Well, see?
Yeah, buddy.
Buddy, I tell you, it has been a week.
Oh, yeah. Like they used to say
back in my hometown. Tell me something good, bro.
Well, let's see. Got a new fragrance from Bath and Body Works.
Oh, yeah, that's a good spot, yeah, man. Yeah.
So they discontinued something called Immortal.
Okay.
And they discontinued Whiskey Toast. I like Whiskey Toast. And they gave me the Whiskey Reserve.
Well,
so I got that in something called To the Mood. And man, the fragrance is real nice. Pairs well with the bergamot, with the cologne that I have.
Let's bring it back.
Man, I tell you, I had some good catfish from Catfish Heaven. That's my spot.
That is my
spot in Tuscaloosa.
The best catfish.
I tell you, it's my go-to spot. Tell you that they said three, but it looks like I had five or ten in there, or six, seven.
I know.
I'll leave that alone. I know something is good, but it's not good.
What?
Had a friend of mine, decided to play around with some photos and make some album covers. You know, his name was Bert Orange.
What is his album cover?
He looked like he had gone on to glory.
So, man, let me tell you, I had people calling my pastor, saying, "Man, that photo looked like I was in the clouds." Ooh, I hate those in the clouds photos or those black and white photos. They look like you're going to glory, man. I tell you. But it was supposed to be clouds. It's supposed to be smoke and orange, burnt
Orange. That's hopefully I can get a little bit of that group on here. Burn Orange. But yeah, but see, you should have saw the other photo.
Oh yeah, buddy, I saw the other one. Burt Orange alive and well. But man, you should have left the Jerry girl at home. I don't know what you were going for there.
See, man, you trying to hate. Back in the day, we knew those albums were fire when they used to lean in.
Oh yeah, I like that. Yeah, Michael Jackson. Yeah, yeah.
Or they had it where the guys are Jerry curl leaning on the rock, or looking up towards heaven. That's what they used
to say. Let's not do it in the clouds.
Oh, we know the album was going to be fire.
That is true, but let's not look in the clouds and let's update it and leave the Jerry curl at home.
Hey, bro, you chill off that Jerry curl. But listen, speaking of fire music, ladies and gentlemen, Art and the Intelligence. Ladies and gentlemen, Art and the Intelligence. Come on, give it up for them right here, y'all. Come on. Yes, sir. That's got a nice little West Coast vibe to it. Make me want to grab my ginger ale and juice. Yeah, man. Art, love that. Love it. Come on, y'all. Keep it going. Keep it going for it. Yeah, so Art.
Yes.
What is the name of that song?
Coast to Coast.
Okay, Coast to Coast.
It means God will bless you from coast to coast.
So God will bless you from coast to coast. That's a lot of blessing. Thanks again, Art and the Intelligence.
You are welcome.
Well, guys, it is that time. We all love it. We all need it. We all want it.
Hey, Count Jocula.
Yes.
What's wrong with you, buddy?
No one wants to take a trip with me or hang with me or go out with me.
Buddy, that's sad. Do you know the reason why? Did they give a reason?
Because they said I'm a vampire. I would be a pain in the neck. Daddy Joe, would you like to go anywhere with me, see?
Buddy, I think I'll take a rain check on that.
You have beautiful veins, by the way.
I guess on that note, I didn't want anything, buddy. I guess I better skedaddle to get on out of here. Gotta go. Bye, Daddy Joe.
6-7.
Oh, yeah, I'm feeling the love right there. Everybody loves those dad jokes. Give it up, give it up, give it up. Well, we want to get serious for this part of the show. It's time to inspire, uplift, and encourage. If you noticed last week, I'm breaking the fourth wall here. I did a voiceover of an elderly gentleman. That's because on this portion of the show, I want to feature an elder. I want the elders to talk to us I'm not an elder yet. I'm only in my 40s, but I want to get someone that's a little older to tell us what's on their heart, to reach back and talk to the younger generation. And this week, I'm going to feature my own family, my mommy, my mother, Dr. Margaret, Reverend Dr. Margaret Moore, for the message.
I dare you not love. 1 Corinthians 13 teaches us about love. Charity, which is love, is the greatest love of all mankind. Even if we give, even if we sacrifice all that we have, even if we preach, if we teach, we can do all kinds of things. But if we don't love, we don't have anything as far as God is concerned. Because he says it sounds like tinkling brass. That means it sounds like a bunch of mess. He doesn't understand it because we don't have agape love, which is the greatest love of all. It's an unconditional love. It's not based on emotions. It's not based on what you're going to give or what you're going to get. It's just love. I dare you not love. God sent his son into the world because of love. God is love. And the son suffered for us because of love. I dare you not love. Are you waiting for someone to come to you in love? Are you waiting for someone to forgive you? Are you forgiving? What are you waiting on? Just love in spite of whatever happens, whatever happens between you and someone else, whatever happens in the world. Still love. Remember, God is love. I dare you not love.
Wow. What an awesome message about love. I dare you not love. I dare you not to love. Man, the messages are getting, as they say in my hometown, gooder and gooder. I know y'all English teachers are cringing off of that. Well, I want to take this part of the show. And first off, I want to say, rest in peace to a longtime mentor. I grew up in a little small town called Louisville, Mississippi. And there I'm big on the elders. I'm big on mentorship because, you know, my dad was not there. We had a great relationship, so don't trip, before he died. But there were other guys who stepped up. And there was there were two in particular. One was my uncle, Uncle John, called him Big John. He stepped up in a major way. He had a family, had kids himself, but our family was like brothers and we were all like brothers and sisters. Those were my cousins, but we were real tight because he was always there. Well, then there was another gentleman who mentored me from afar, and his name was Coach Miller, Coach MC Miller, Coach Miller, tall out there. But man, we lost Coach Miller this week, and I just wanted to kind of give a tribute and condolences to Coach Miller and his family, his children. Although from afar off, he's still, you know, when I came to Big John's funeral a while back, I met Coach Miller, and man, he was just telling me how he was proud and telling me how, you know, he kind of keep up with me through my mom. And that was one of the best coaches that came through Louisville, Mississippi. Don't know why we let him go to Noxubee. I believe he won one with Noxubee and then won another with Louisville. It was a dog fight or a cat fight. Wildcats. Louisville Wildcats, stand up. But that coach, he's a mentor, a molder of men. I mean, he he cared about mentoring you. I remember when I quit football and I came back my senior year, and I quit after my freshman year. And man, he was going in because I had potential to be good. He was mad at me. His biggest thing was, well, what you gonna do? You ain't for to sit around and be lazy. You know, you better get, you know, and he was saying in his fashion. But he was cool with I went the music route, and I came back my senior year and played. I wasn't much help, y'all. But I mean, he was still always there. We used to take these trips with him and Big John. I cannot tell you the jokes. I can't say that on air. I ain't grown enough. But they were hilarious. So when we took the trip, we were on a van and we were going all across Mississippi singing with this male chorus, man. And it was a hilarious time. Then he took us, him and I believe it was his cousin, Larry Miller, took us to Detroit with Prince Voices of Victory. We used to sing. I used to play drums with them. And my cousin, John is Big John's son. Google him. The man is a beast at everything. He own everything. But, you know, we used to go. And I remember, oh, geez. Prince Voices tried to get us uniforms. So they gave us some ties to wear. And they was like yellow and had trees on. I don't know. He say we looked like we was going to the circus or something like that. Man, he roasted us so bad. And we took it. He was an adult roasting kids, but that was our rite of passage. Coach Miller. So again, I'm praying for his family, praying strength. I'm praying for the community, Louisville, the community, the New Zion community, New Zion Church, where he was a deacon. And and that affected me, man. And, you know, rest in peace, one of the finest coaches in Mississippi, let alone Louisville. Rest in peace to Coach Miller and his family. All right, this segment is called Joe, What Are You Listening To? If you hear it in the background, this is who I'm listening to. I've been listening to for the past week. So I'm a musical person, and music has been a part of me since I was 12. I've been writing, arranging. That is my passion. It's more than a hobby. I got a few songs out there, but I have a lot stored up in the archives. So when we lose someone in the music community, I mourn like it's a family member, because they're a part of my life. I listen to their music. I watch their interviews. Man, I try to get to their concerts and all that, especially people I call my musical heroes. And so around 95, I believe, I was watching Video Soul. I think it was either the summer of 96 or summer of 95. I cannot remember when it came out. But I saw this dude with this braid sitting at this Fender Rhodes piano. And I heard boo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. Ooh, brown sugar babe, get high off your love. Man, I was like, who is this dude? Because I heard me in it. I heard my mom's records, Parliament. I heard Ramsey Lewis, Earth, Wind & Fire. I heard all of that. This soul sound. Introduced as Neo Soul through this guy called D'Angelo. So I was hooked from there. And man, I tell you, I went to Walmart searching for his, we had to get the tape then. So I went to get his tape, wasn't at Walmart. talk to the person. They would tell. I don't think we had that coming in. Louisville's a very small town. We were like behind in getting, you know, music. And I hated it. So we had to like drive to Starkville. I couldn't drive. My car wasn't good enough to drive to Starkville. So I went to our local record stores, record store slash beauty shop. They sold beauty supplies slash they sold clothes slash whatever. And I was like, yo, I'm looking for this. He's like, man, we got this coming in next week. We're a little behind. Let me put you on what I said. Listen, I'll pay for it right now. And I paid for it to get on hold. And I went and grabbed it. And man, I wove this tape out. I had to buy another. And the song that you hear, like everybody has their favorites, which are the you know, Brown Sugar, Cruising, you know, that's some of their favorite. Lay Your My Lady. And man, I love everything this dude. He could do no wrong in my eyes as it relates to music. And man, let me tell you. I fell in love with his music instantly. And this guy became my musical hero. I tried to do my own thing, but include elements of what he did. And man, so a lot of my favorites are songs that are obscure types. Well, this was a hit though. My Dreaming Eyes of Mine, because it had that jazz element, and I really, really, really love jazz. I do, but I like the fact that he mixed hip hop, jazz, and rock. But that jazz element stood out. But he made it cool. You know what I'm saying? He made it popular. It was almost like neo soul pop music, if you will. Man, I know he would probably slap me if he heard that. But it was soulful. It was soulful, man. So this one is one I want to take you on a transition of my life on, of D'Angelo, because this is one of my musical heroes. He died, and this weekend, I'm gonna be honest, I shed a few tears, because it's like, man, this guy is gone. His music is gonna live on, but he's gone from us. All right, so it's around 2000, 99, 2000. Here I am married to a beautiful wife, and here D'Angelo, it's been a long time since he came out with another album. So I was anticipating. Left and Right came out. I immediately was vibing to it. I bought the album, and it had no skips. Y'all hear me? No skips. Again, jazz, y'all. This one was a banger for me. It again took me to a place. I love that, and I'm a fan of like Latin music as well, bossa nova, all of that, and this one kind of did it for me. I remember sitting with this one for a long time. Like, I would put this on. I had CDs now, y'all. I would put this on repeat and just go to sleep to it. And, you know, as a Christian, yeah, the name of the album was Blue, but I get where he was coming from with it. And especially with this one, it was called Spanish Joy. I know what it means. But the you could take it in many ways. I took it as, this is one of those I just want to sit back, relax, and it was one of those I went to sleep on. Like, just put it on repeat and just went to sleep. My wife was like, I'm like, you mind if I kind of throw this one? Because the beat was just intoxicating. Loved it so much that it inspired me to write a song that was kind of almost like that. I wrote for a choir, and I put elements of this song into a song. We will sing a to the Lord, but do he has come us to Zion. I know this music, you're a music person, that's just throwing you off because I'm doing it too different. Anyway, this whole album, I was like, yo, I gotta see this dude live. And then he just, how does it feel? How does it feel was the joint? Is the joint? Oh my gosh. But I could name some more. Feel Like Making Love, that remake. Oh my goodness. Left and Right. Devil's Pie. But Player, Player. How do you get your snare to sound like that? His approach to recording. This sound is vintage. So he recorded. He did not record digitally. I heard. He recorded analog. Let that tape run, and he recorded that way. And they vibed. They did it, you know, the way I heard it, they did it mistake free. And man, listen, I studied a lot of what he did. And I was like, yo, I gotta see this dude live. And he disappeared. Then he reappeared. And I saw a lot of North Sea Jazz Festival. I was like, I heard some new stuff. And that led me to another phase of D'Angelo. I want to hear from another accomplished musician, brother named Josh. You probably remember him from our music episode. He's an awesome bass player. And I would love to get his perspectives on how D'Angelo has impacted his musical journey.
So what can I say? This one definitely hits different. He represented the soundtrack of my coming of age phase of life as a teenager and as a budding musician. The Brown Sugar album changed the way I viewed music as a whole, and his sound was no doubt a foundational pillar of the sound I hope to one day create. The way he personified soul was something I could relate to, as his music touched on the gospel, jazz, R&B, hip-hop, and even classical influence that was shaping my musical ear. He was a musician's musician, one who tapped into an analog soul in a world full of digital fabrications. His music was a complex simplicity that provoked the purest and realest of emotions. He had a way to establish a groove, develop a pocket, and suck you into the story being told musically. And sometimes when I didn't even understand everything he was saying, I felt the connection with the musical space he created. While his entire catalog is too much to list, I think that Lady, Cruisin', Chicken Grease, Feel Like Making Love, Another Life, Really Love, as well as so many others. And when I think about those, I honor the legacy that he leaves behind. Thank you, D'Angelo.
All right, so 2015, Kansas City. I was in the audience, y'all. I finally got to see him live. And let me tell you. Woo, jeez. First of all, we waited for a while. Let me go back. I asked my wife, this was for Father's Day. I don't know if Father's Day had passed or it was before Father's Day. Anyway, she was working in Kansas City. And she had to do something for the summer. And she surprised me. So she was like, hey, you want to go to Kansas City with me? And I was like, no, you good? I'll stay with the kids. Well, I already got the kids taken care of. I want you to come with me. And I was like, okay, cool. She said, because I got you tickets to see D'Angelo and the Vanguard. Man, I was shouting like a little girl. And, bro, let me tell you. So it was me and her AP reader friends. Shout out to, I forgot a lot of their names. I do remember my buddy Josh, though. And man, so we were sitting in the balcony, which I'm glad about. You could still hear everything. So he comes out, does all of his stuff, and this groove, which I don't have, he was killing it. Bum, 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 ba, da, da, bum, ba, da, ba, da, da. But anyway, again, I'm a very eclectic person. The one that I like is this number right here, Another Life, because it takes me back to 70s, man. And if you heard at the beginning of it, how does he do all those different changes, change from chord to chord of this chord tree? He played more chords in the first part than any song has. And this just was genius to me, the way this song just went. And this is like one of my favorites. So I put this on repeat as well. But man, good times with good people. He came out and did How Does It Feel. He ended on that one after jamming with us for a while. I mean, he kept that funky beat going. It was reminiscent of James Brown. It didn't sound like James Brown, but reminiscent of James Brown, because he kept that beat going. He kept that pocket, man. He kept us moving. And the only thing I regret, this was Fate, and I messed it up. We were headed back to the hotel, and he was coming out of the side of the venue, and it was him. And I didn't want to bug him. I should have asked for a picture, man. I didn't want to bug him. We just went, but he looked at us like, "You want a picture? Y'all want?" You know, he looked at us like he was cool with us getting a picture. But we just nodded our head and hey, and just said we enjoyed the show. And he was like, "Thank you, thank you, thank you." You know, he was talking, "Thank you, man, thank you," you know. And we just walked on. And when I got back to the hotel, I said, "Man, I should have got a picture." I was like, "I'm about to run back and see." She was like, "Don't do that." And oh my goodness, man, when I tell you, that cemented it for me. That cemented the legacy and the legend of D'Angelo in my eyes. And this is just a little snippet from the Kansas City show. And man, I tell you, that cemented it for me. So I was awaiting another album. But listen, I'm praying for his children, praying for his family. And man, we lost a legend. And one of the things I do want to say is, in losing a legend, I look at a legend like this, not necessarily legend as it's defined in the dictionary, where they say a legend is a person of great fame that's told through stories that's passed down from generation to generation. First of all, he will be that. We will tell stories from generation to generation. Because watch this. He was had such a profound impact that my children listened to him. My son was the one that told me, "Hey, D'Angelo," I was in class. I was teaching. I teach for a living. And it was right as our bell rang. And I looked down at my phone. And he said, "D'Angelo," with a lot of exclamation. And I went and saw the news and, you know, shed a little tear. And, you know, it affected him just like it affected me, because he's a music person. He's a runner. He's a track star. But he loves music like his dad. And he's an awesome drummer. But it affected generations. But I look at legend like this. A legend on a map is like a figure that tells you where to go, or tells you on a map where something is. So if you see a legend that says Bumpy Shell gas station, then you know that Bumpy's is right there on the map. It's a legend. It's a figure that tells you where something is. So I look at a legend as that way. He left a map. He left a sign. He was a figure of what we're supposed to be in music. Not like him. There'll never be another D'Angelo. So let's not even try to be that. But what we can do is be our authentic selves. He helped me to realize that, hey, if I just write B-side songs, so be it. But I gotta be Joseph. I have to be Joe Moore when I'm writing, when I'm doing music, when I'm singing. He helped me to encapsulate who I am and find my voice. And so for that, D'Angelo, Michael Eugene Archer, a.k.a. D'Angelo, I thank you. I thank you for your music. I thank you for your voice. I thank you for your genius. I thank you for who you were in the earth. And I salute you and I say rest in power. We will carry on that legacy and that legend, the legend of who you are, through our music. And we will end this right here with just silence to honor the legacy and the legend that is Coach Miller and D'Angelo. See you the next time for a Cup of Joe Variety Show.